Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
My name is Konstantinos Karmiris. I'm a consultant gastroenterologist in Venizelio General Hospital at Heraklion, Greece, and member of the EDGEBOM. And in today's podcast, I will provide you with an overview of refractory proctitis. Ulcerative colitis is a chronic inflammatory bowel disease that affects colonic mucosa. It involves the rectum in 95% of the patients and may extend proximally in a continuous pattern. Ulcerative colitis is classified as proctitis, left-sided colitis, and extensive colitis according to Montreal classification. Ulcerative proctitis is characterized by intestinal inflammation limited to the rectum. The annual incidence of ulcerative colitis ranges from 0.6 to 24.3 per 100,000 person-years in Europe, and 25 to 55% of patients present with ulcerative proctitis at diagnosis. Proximal extension of the inflammation may occur in up to 28% of patients after 5 years of follow-up. Colonoscopy with histological examination represents the golden standard for diagnosis and exclusion of other causes. Ulcerative proctitis follows an indolent course with long remitting periods and infrequent episodes of relapse in the majority of patients. However, its relapse is usually characterized by urgency, tenesmus, increased liquid stool frequency, nocturnal awakening and bleeding, affecting patients' quality of life and daily activities. Therefore, timely treatment of ulcerative proctitis is of utmost importance in order to improve quality of life, but also to prevent proximal extension of the inflammation. The aim should be rapid induction of clinical and endoscopic remission and, of course, long-term maintenance of these endpoints. 5-aminosalicylic acids, 5-ASAs, have proven their efficacy and safety as first-line treatment in mild to moderately active proctitis, either as sole topical therapy in the form of suppositories or combined with oral formulations when symptoms persist. Topical steroids can also be used, with butesonide foam enema being the most frequent formulation. Topical 5-ASAs are more effective than oral 5-ASAs or topical steroids. Oral corticosteroids are administered when combinations of all previously mentioned agents fail to induce remission. Refractory proctitis is defined as either endoscopically documented active proctitis, which insists despite adequate dosing of oral corticosteroids, combined with rectal and oral therapy with 5-ASAs, or corticosteroid-dependent proctitis, poor adherence to prescribed therapy, inadequate delivery or concentration of the active drug, proximal constipation, Clostridium difficile or CMV infection, and inappropriate diagnosis should initially be excluded as alternative scenarios explaining refractoriness. Management of these patients is challenging due to sparse evidence regarding efficacy of therapeutic agents approved for use in the other forms of ulcerative colitis. The main reason for this positive data is the exclusion of patients with ulcerative proctitis from randomized controlled trials investigating the efficacy and safety of novel drugs. Therefore, recommendations are extrapolated using data from trials that included patients with more proximally extended colitis or from the few studies coming from tertiary referral centers, which usually include small numbers of patients. Several agents have been investigated as options for treatment escalation in patients with refractory proctitis. Intravenous corticosteroids should be tested based on data from studies, including patients with more extensive severe ulcerative colitis, even if no studies have evaluated its administration specifically in proctitis. Maintenance treatment needs to be scheduled when the disease is controlled by intravenous corticosteroids. Clinical remission was achieved in 45% and mucosal healing in 73% of patients with proctitis treated with rectal tacrolimus ointment compared to placebo in a small randomized controlled double-blind trial. Clinical remission was also achieved in 52% of the patients with ulcerative proctitis in a retrospective study investigating the efficacy of tacrolimus suppositories. However, both studies were small and concomitant medications, including immunomodulators, were allowed. Several other topical compounds have been tested, including alicaforsen, cyclosporin, epidermal growth factor, rebamapide, nicotine, ropivacaine, arsenic, rosiglitazone, and short-chain fatty acids with negative results or lack of evaluation in larger trials despite encouraging preliminary results. Azathioprine was effective in 20% and 24% of the patients after a median follow-up of 46 and 77 months respectively in two retrospective studies. Anti-TNF-alpha therapy induced remission in 54% and 64% and vedolizumab in 68% and 70% of the patients after a median follow-up of 77 and 25 months respectively, also in retrospective studies. Interestingly, the majority of the patients who received vedolizumab had already failed at least one anti-TNF-alpha agent. Currently, no data are available regarding the efficacy of other biologics or small molecules in ulcerative proctitis. Surgery is kept as the ultimate option when multi-step conservative therapy fails to control disease burden. The vast majority of patients with refractory ulcerative proctitis who underwent appendectomy without signs of appendicitis showed an improvement in disease activity in two case series. A large prospective non-randomized trial evaluating the efficacy of therapeutic appendectomy is currently ongoing. Moreover, 10% of patients with ulcerative colitis who undergo restorative proctocolectomy with ileal pouch anal anastomosis for refractory disease have proctitis. Long-term results are satisfactory in this group of patients with fecal incontinence, daytime and nocturnal stool frequency, sexual function and work presentism exhibiting marked improvement. Ultimately, when there is a contraindication for ileal pouch anal anastomosis, construction of a stoma is the sole alternative. Concluding, we could suggest that accelerated step-up therapy to anti-TNF-alpha agents and vedolizumab seems to be at present the best option in patients with refractory proctitis given the importance of achieving rapid disease control by reducing symptoms, improving quality of life, and preventing disease progression and extension. However, an unmet therapeutic need for more tailored therapies is apparent when considering existing data. Properly designed, randomized control and large cohort trials are thus necessary to enrich our therapeutic armamentarium in patients with ulcerative proctitis. Thank you.